Professor Jason Fletcher of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison is a health economist and director for the Center for Demography and Health and Aging. He'll be the next speaker in the Science on Tap series at the Minocqua Brewing Company. He'll be addressing some of the social implications surrounding the genomics revolution. He says there is a revolution going on concerning genetics due to the rapidly decreasing costs of genetic testing.
It cost hundreds of millions of dollars just 10 years ago, and now it's under $1,000, and in most cases it can be under $100 per person. And so what that does, and that's all on the technology side, but what it does is it allows both private companies like 23andMe, but also governments around the world to amass very large data sets of human genetics and to use those data sets to engage in new discoveries.
He says the widely distributed databases could change, for example, how a company might look at the life insurance or health issue for a person. He says right now you can't discriminate in employment based on a person's health background. He says, for example, the long-term healthcare industry might use that type of information to make decisions about accepting people. He says genetic information might be able to steer a child into special education earlier than they might have been. Fletcher says there has been considerable interest in criminal justice use of that information, including solving cold cases, but the debate will include the positive and potential negatives of this type of knowledge.
What kind of guardrails do we want to set as a society that values privacy? You know, where in our lives do we actually, are we interested in having this information used to help decision making, and in what areas do we want it to be off limits?
Professor Jason Fletcher will be speaking at Science on Tap at the Minocqua Brewing Company in Minocqua on June 5th at 6:30 p.m. The public is welcome. A longer interview is at WXPR.org if you want to check out WXPR Saturday edition. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.